Our scripture reading for today is actually not what you see in your bulletin, because I inverted two numbers apparently when I submitted this. It is not Jeremiah 4, 1 through 10, but Jeremiah 1, 4 through 10. Easy mistake, and apparently I made that when I submitted the information. So, we're going to be reading today Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10, which is number 698 in your pew Bible, if you would like to follow along. Here comes the word. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." But then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a boy,' for you shall go to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy, to overflow, to build and to plant." The word of the Lord. Please be seated. So this happens to me every so often in ministry. I've been doing ministry for almost 30 years now and have spoken a lot of sermons, and sermons that I have planned and worked hard on, and then realized when I got to the situation that what I had planned is not going to work. So I often in those moments go, "All right, God, what do you have for me to say today?" And it's often generally around what we had to do. But we are going to make a little bit of an adjustment today, because I think that what I have heard during the course of this service, which was originally geared toward children, is now going to be very important for the teenagers in this room. Now, I think that what I have to say is important for everyone. And that's the point of an intergenerational service. A point of an intergenerational service is that what comes in the service applies to all of us. Because there isn't kid faith, teenager faith, middle-ager faith, old people faith. We are one body, as the choir just sang, we are one in Christ. Our scripture that we had earlier was the first scripture reading, I should say, was all about love. And we talked about that idea of love. And there is this description of what love is. And then the scripture reading that we just had has Jeremiah receiving the call of God. And what I find striking about Jeremiah's call is that it wasn't the presence of God, God's self, that caused Jeremiah to be afraid. Isaiah's call that we have in Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah receives the call, and Isaiah is, I think, rightly terrified that he's seeing God. You know, and he's like, "What in the world? I am seeing God." Jeremiah, and this is how I know that Jeremiah is young, Jeremiah is not afraid of actually seeing God. See, seeing God, being afraid of seeing God, that's a old person thing, right? That's a person like me. I'd be terrified if God shows up. I love the fact that the young has that kind of belief. Wouldn't pass out. Maybe, Hannah, maybe you can tell me, you're kind of the youngest one here. If you saw Santa, would you pass out on Christmas? No, right? How many of you would? I totally would, right? calling 911. There's a guy with a beard in my house. Get him out. You know, there's a belief that you have when you're young, and Jeremiah has that level of belief. So I was thinking about this idea of fear, and that what is it that we are afraid of? For Jeremiah, it was fear of being young, fear that he didn't have what it took to be able to do this. And so originally in the sermon that I had for you, which was amazing, I was going to tell you this story of being young and climbing one of those tall slides that they have long outlawed. How many of you remember the ridiculously tall slides, right? Right. You climb up, you're passing through a cloud, you know, as you go up there. And you're at the top, and there's always this line of kids, and you're all talking each other into it, you know, as you're waiting in line on the ladder. The fact that there used to be slides where 5 or 6 kids could be on the ladder waiting for their turn tells you about the sizes of these ladders. They were incredible. And going up and being absolutely terrified, but you're egging each other on as you're going to do it, and you're up there at the top, and you're shaking, the slide is moving back and forth. It's like, this is the worst idea in the world. I remember being afraid when I was young about things that I felt like I was too young to do. As I was sitting there thinking about it, by the way, if you have that fear when you were young, fear of heights, my first high dive, I was terrified. I gave up the first time I walked down to a high dive. I'm like, nope. This is not what I'm going to be doing. Climb back down a ladder, and there was a line of kids. I'm like, excuse me, pardon me, excuse me, all the way down the line. There's a lot of things that we find ourselves afraid of when we're young. I want to tell you a quick story, though, that this was when I was afraid of when I was a little bit older. I was, when I was younger, I grew up going to a very, very small school. And that small school was near my house, and I loved it, and it was great. But it was small, and I knew everybody. When I graduated 8th grade, that school closed, and there is no way that I had to go. So the first time I was going to go to a brand new school, I was a freshman in high school, going to a brand new, massive, huge high school, and I was terrified. But I had a plan, and my plan was that I was going to dress cool. That was it. I mean, I had watched all the John Hughes movies and things. I knew how a kid was supposed to dress going to high school. So I got myself my tight pair of ice wash jeans. They were pretty cool. Who's laughing? That's crazy. All right, my tight pair of ice wash jeans. And I had this black T-shirt, and I had bought this cool, like, pink and black kind of cool 80s looking shirt, because it was the 80s. This cool looking 80s shirt that, you know, I put on, and I kind of gelled and spiked my hair up, and, you know, I was ready because I looked like everybody that I ever saw in a high school John Hughes movie. And so that's how I was like, this is fantastic. Like, I look like one of these. This is going to be great. I'm going to walk in. I'll be totally accepted. But I was terrified. Walked in. It's a sea of people. I'm trying to figure out where my locker is. I'm trying to figure out all this stuff. And some older upperclassman comes walking around with his friend, slaps me on the chest. He's like, nice double shirt, dork. And I was like, devastated, just devastated. My fears came totally true. And from then on, I can promise you, I never wore a double shirt ever in my life. I wore T-shirts and jeans and a jean jacket for the rest of my life, just wanted to blend in. Because fear is one of those things that devastates you. It drives who you are. And it drove the people that we find in our stories. In fact, I wanted to find out. I think some of these people are here. I think Jeremiah is actually here. Jeremiah, where are you? Let's see, Jeremiah. Oh, there's Jeremiah. Jeremiah, so I heard word that you were afraid when you received God's call.
Yes.
Yes, you were. Okay, why? Why were you so afraid?
Because I'm just a kid.
Just a kid. You heard it right from Jeremiah. This is crazy. All right, just a kid. And still, that's scary, right?
Yeah.
Totally scary. You know what? Jeremiah wasn't the first one in the history of God's people that was afraid. In fact, I don't know if you know this, almost everybody that God ever asked to do something great was afraid. I think there's others here. I think Jonah had come in. Where's Jonah? Jonah, oh, hey, Jonah, I'm sorry I missed you. Jonah, when you got God's call to go speak to Nineveh, were you afraid?
Yes, I was.
You were? Why? Why were you afraid?
Those Ninevites are so mean.
Oh, they're mean. Oh, yeah, they're totally mean. Now, and it's not even just the small timies, the big ones. I think Moses is here somewhere. Moses! Moses is here. Moses, now, you're pretty much legend. Were you afraid when God called?
Oh, yeah.
You were totally afraid. Why would you be afraid? You're Moses.
Yeah, because I don't talk so good.
Oh, don't talk so good. Yeah, I know. That accent gets them every time, doesn't it? Yeah. You know what? Fear is nothing new to God's people, because sometimes we are asked to do these extraordinary things, and then we ask ourselves a question: do we have what it takes to do what it is that God has called us to do? For Jeremiah, he was given, according to this passage, God said, I've put words in you. I put words in you that you need to send along to my people. And Jeremiah goes, I'm too young for this. Who's going to buy in to the things that I have to say? Look at me. I'm too young. Nobody takes me seriously. That became my sermon for today. Because I think in reality, so much of what we do in church is this generational gap where we find that we don't take each other seriously. You know, sometimes us older folks who have lived a little bit of life, we don't take the young seriously. We don't take their call seriously. We don't take their contribution seriously. And then, because we don't take them seriously, guess what? They don't take us seriously, right? They don't take us seriously. And to be able to hear the wisdom that it is in our own walk with God. I've walked with God for a long time, and I have some things to offer. But being able to listen to someone requires you to have that in return, right? To be able to be taken seriously, you have to take someone else seriously. And I think that there's a special call to us that we find in Jeremiah's passage. And that Jeremiah was so terrified because of his age to be able to speak the words of God. I think there is a message to two groups of people here. One, our group of people that have lived some life, to say, can we create an environment where our young can feel the boldness to be able to speak the words that God has put inside of them? And I can promise you this, is that the words that God has put inside of our young might not be the words that you carry with you. And it might not be the words that you carried when you were young. But they are words from God. And I will say to the young, don't ever be afraid of the words that God has put inside of you, because this congregation desperately needs you. And I know sometimes coming to church feels like real disconnected, and you're like, I could be completely sleeping in right now. I could be doing all kinds of, I was, you know, out on Saturday night, and now I'm thinking about things I have to do. But understand that this congregation needs your input, needs your contribution. We need to hear your voice. So there is some question about, well, what is the words of God that God has for us? Of course, Jeremiah certainly had different words that God was giving to God's people through Jeremiah than God would be giving to us today. I'm actually going to, while I'm talking, I'm going to pass some of these out. I'm going to look for this. See, you all will help me out, right? I know you'll help me. Can I give you one of these? Can I give you one of these? Thank you. If you are somewhere in the teenage zone, here, there's a child. I'm going to give you that one. There's an actual child. You know, the question is, what are the words of grace that God gives you today? Here you are, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's see. Here we go. Who am I missing? Kendall, I can get you right here, right? All right. Ooh, and I have one left over. Perfect. Look at that. Everybody, round of applause for perfection timing. That's amazing. I tell you, if there's any question that God planned this whole thing, that was just it. I just ran out of papers just then. So here's the thing that I would like to do, is that we sometimes struggle with, what is the words of God to us? What I would ask for all of the young who I have just given papers to, notice I don't say little, I don't say child, you are just the young of our congregation and we need you. I'm going to ask that while we kind of finish this whole thing, could you stand up and I want you to deliver the word that you've been given to someone else that you don't know. Just kind of say, God, who do you want me to give this word to? And stand up and give that word to them. Go. Yeah, make it happen. Anybody. So this is the word of God that is going out from our young to you. Okay, all right. Where did my microphone go? We go, has everybody been given? Oh, Joe gave one out too. That's pretty cool. All right. Who's an adult with a word? You want to read your word?
Commit.
Commit. And she committed to that word too. Who's got one? Raise your hand. Got one?
Humble.
Humble. Okay. Who's got one?
Self-control.
Self-control. Who we got?
Protect.
Protect. Who's got one? This is the one Joe gave you? All right.
Celebrate.
Celebrate. Coda?
Forgive.
Forgive. All right. Raise your hand if you've got one.
Love.
Nice. Oh, we got some over here. Here we go. I'm getting my workout today.
Patient.
Patient. Excellent.
Hope.
Hope.
Truth.
Truth. Did I miss? Here we go.
Kind.
Kind. Did I get everybody? So those words are just the words straight out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. They're just ways that some of them humble. Instead of saying, like, don't envy, I just went humble and just kind of go that way. How did I get out of breath from just walking around the sanctuary like that? So, my word to you is simply this. These are the words of God to us today. And as we spend time thinking about those words, this is what I want you to do while we sing. We're closing right here. That you all have these little hearts and you wrote somebody's name on them. This is what I want you to do while we sing and we're ending our service. You might flip that heart over and think about, what is the word that God is giving you for that person? What is your call today for that? Amen.